Today is the feast day of St. Vincent Ferrer, and he's one of these saints. We see so many lives of the saints, and we see that they differ so much. Some saints are saints because they do very simple things, but they do them for the glory of God, and they do them as perfectly as possible. One like this would be St. Therese. And other saints are great saints because not only did they live these great lives of extreme holiness, but they did all these wonderful, wonderful miracles for God, and that these miracles were proof of their holiness and proof of the Catholic faith, and because of that, they are saints in themselves. Saint Vincent Ferrer was one of the latter. He was a great miracle worker, so much so that his miracles actually became commonplace, that people expected miracles from him all the time. In fact, they had a bell that whenever he would ring, would work a miracle, they'd ring the St. Vincent miracle bell to let people know in the town that another miracle had been worked by this wonderful saint. But what these miracles were done for were not just for showing how great of a man he was. It wasn't just done for the sake of, of simply causing awe and wonder, but it was done for souls, and that's what we need to realize the most. They say next to the apostles, there were a few saints that were as successful and as zealous as St. Vincent Ferrer in going and preaching and converting souls to the true faith. He gained thousands, it says possibly 20,000 converts from Islam alone, 8,000 converts from Judaism as well, and in all, more than 200,000 converts to the faith from all sorts of different false religions and heretical sects. And he did this by going all about Europe, preaching everywhere he went. He would preach to sometimes crowds as large as 30,000 people. Think of a major sporting event, and that's who he was preaching to at times. And he would go and say these wonderful things, preach for long periods of time, and enwrap people in the wonderful truths of God and his faith. And they would soon convert over by the hundreds and thousands. And with this, along the way, in order to also show them and manifest to them these truths, he would work great miracles. One such miracle was that it said that he had the gift of tongues, meaning that he could go anywhere and preach to anybody and speak to them in their own language. That's what the gift of tongues is. It's not what those Pentecostal movements tell you where they speak in all this gibberish. That's false. That's demonic and evil. But instead, the gift of tongues is a real thing that few people have ever possessed, but it's being able to go and speak to different people in their own native language so they can understand what you are actually saying as if you were from their area of the world. And so this is what St. Vincent Ferrer did. When he would go to France, he would speak in French. When he'd be in Italy, he'd speak in Italian. When he'd be in Spain, he'd speak in Spanish. When he was in England, he'd speak in English. And he converted great numbers by this. Another miracle, one of the most, one great miracle that converted hundreds of Jews all at the same time was that there was this this young boy, who was a Jew himself, and started hearing St. Vincent preaching. And he started to blaspheme. He started to question and or mock the things that St. Vincent was talking about, and and say all these things. And then he just, as the crowd kind of encompassed around him, he said, you know, that he's tried to escape, this boy did. And St. Vincent, you shouted out, "Let him go. Just let him go. It'll be for the glory of God." And sure enough, that boy ran out of the house and onto the porch. And the porch collapsed underneath him. And he was crushed to death under the weight of the collapsing porch. And when this happened, everybody gasped. You know, they couldn't believe what just happened to this young boy. And so so St. Vincent came outside and knelt beside him and made the sign of the cross over him. And the boy rose from the dead, awoke, and the first words out of his mouth was, "The religion of the Jews is the false religion. The religion of the Christians is the true one." And all the Jews that were present there that day were converted on the spot to the faith, having seen such a great miracle. Another miracle, which was really remarkable, was, again, that he came to this town and he started speaking for several hours on the Passion of our Lord. And there was a great number of people that were there. And because this was one of the great things that he preached about, was oftentimes the, you know, between the Passion and then sorrow for sin and amendment of life and all of these things. And so he came to this town and was preaching these great things. And this woman that was there, she was battling a mental illness. And sometimes it would seem that she was mad. And after hearing him preach, she went home and she actually went mad while she was home. And she took her young son and actually killed him and cut him up into pieces and cooked him for dinner for the husband. And the husband came home from and saw this and immediately was horrified and ran out and found St. Vincent Ferrer and brought him to the house. And so he said, "You know, what do we do? What do I do? My wife has gone mad. And she's done this horrible, horrible crime." And St. Vincent turned to the man and said, "Take me to your home. It's all going to be fine. This will all be worked for the glory of God. Don't worry." And he went to the house and he made the sign of the cross when he got there over the dismembered body of the child. And all the pieces before their eyes came together and the child was made whole and he was alive. And he began to walk about amongst them. And that family was, so many people heard about this that they all were moved to follow the exact advice that St. Vincent Ferrer had talked about in his sermons earlier that day, that doing penance for sin, that amending their lives, they all knew that this was the true, the true thing that they needed to do, and they all did such. And it's said of St. Vincent Ferrer, because he talks so often about these things, these same ideas that we focus on now in Lent: penance, amendment of life, growth in the spiritual life. This is so often what he talked about in his sermons, that it was said that perhaps, he was warning of the end of the world, it seemed like at times, because of he was so much crying for penance to be done. And it was also said among some spiritual writers that perhaps it was because of his influence that staved off that end of the world, because so many people turned around and did penance. And so we can't help but think of our own times. We live in a time where the world around us is very evil, that there are many people who have no idea of the faith, or have fallen away from the faith, or persecute the faith around us. It seems like morality is attacked at every corner. And we'll oftentimes wonder what we can do in our lives. Well, the solution is the same. The solution hasn't changed since that time of St. Vincent Ferrer. It hasn't changed since that time of the apostles. It's the same solution: prayer and penance. And if we're all doing this, and more of us are doing this sincerely, then we can start to evoke change in the world, little by little. Our prayers and penances can convert souls. and they can convert more and more to the true faith. And by doing so, more and more away from immorality. So remember this, not only as we continue these last couple of weeks of the Lent, but also all the time in our lives, that it's our goal not to preach like St. Vincent did necessarily, but it is our duty and goal to work for the salvation of souls, but one soul at a time, one prayer at a time, one sacrifice at a time. And all of us doing this together can work great things for the glory of God. And God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.